This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. U.S. allies who were rattled by Donald Trump's presidency will see President Biden overseas this week. He's leaving the White House this morning on an 8-day trip that will include a meeting of G7 nations, a NATO summit, and a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Reporters asked White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan if President Biden can trust Putin.
The relationship between the U.S. and Russia is not about a relationship of trust. It's about a relationship of verification. It's about a relationship of clarifying what our expectations are and laying out that if certain kinds of harmful activities continue to occur, there will be responses from the United States.
Among the issues President Biden's expected to address with Vladimir Putin, those cybersecurity attacks by Russian hackers against U.S. businesses. Vice President Kamala Harris is back from her trip to Mexico and Guatemala as immigration spikes at the border. Now she'll spend the next week hosting events focused on voting rights. Our Jackie Quinn with what the vice president is saying.
We are weaker as a democracy when we impede, interfere with, or suppress that right to vote.
With a key Senate Democrat announcing he won't support voting rights legislation, Vice President Kamala Harris says the White House will work harder. Speaking in Mexico, she says President Biden will invoke executive orders where possible. GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says a federal bill isn't needed.
It's against the law to discriminate in voting on the basis of race. Already.
A group of black pastors is planning a trip to Washington next week to lobby members of Congress to pass the voting rights bill.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says we've got to get more people vaccinated against COVID. It's essential, he says, to stamping out the potentially dangerous variants. This is AP News. He's out.
The original host of The Bachelor is leaving the show for good. Chris Harrison's hiatus from The Bachelor is now a permanent departure from the ABC show. The network and the show's producer, Warner Horizon, issued a statement saying that Harrison is stepping aside from the TV franchise. The statement thanks him for his work on the show and wishes him well in the future. Harrison's departure comes 4 months after he defended a contestant after she was criticized over photos that showed her at a 2018 fraternity event with an Old South plantation theme. His strong defense of Rachel Kirkconnell led some to accuse Harrison of excusing racism. In a later online statement, Harrison acknowledged he did speak in a way that perpetuates racism. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Beijing is slamming a U.S. bill to boost U.S. technology and American competitiveness, calling it an attack on China's political system. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.